We have 9 devotees on the internet watching us on Mayapur TV. Let's say Hari Bol to the devotees. Very good. The camera is showing you guys. And let's see who's signed in. We have Gopal. Actually, his name is Pavanagora Gopal, disciple of Jaipataka Swami in L.A. We have Roxana in Lima, Peru. We have Asanta, she's in Simi Valley. Ananda Krishna in Ecuador, she's a Jaipataka disciple also. And we have Vishal in Suriname. I don't know, where is Suriname? Next to where? Guyana. And this is my good friend from Panama, Shyama Chandra Das, disciple of His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami. For many years, he was the vice president of ISKCON Panama. And his biggest service that he does every year since 2005 is he puts on the Rath Yatra in Panama. He is the main organizer. And since 1999, every year he has brought me for preaching in Panama. I stay with him in his house. He arranges programs every year since 1999. And it just so happens he's on his way to Hong Kong. And he said, let's spend some days. And I said, this is good. So he's attending all these programs. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And now a word from our host. That remains to be seen. All right. Let's see now. All right. Back on. Oh, good shot of you guys right here. No Shyama Chandra at all. Okay. So, based on what you hinted at, I'd like to tell the story of Gajendra and the crocodile. So Gajendra was the king of elephants, and he was in this very nice valley, and is described in the Bhagavatam as very beautiful, with mountains and lotus flowers, and everything was very nice atmosphere. And Gajendra was with other elephants, and they were enjoying in this nice lake, but as elephants tend to do, they sometimes can be disturbing to the other animals and aquatics. So there was a disturbance in the lake because of Gajendra's enjoying. So there was a crocodile in this lake, and he was upset that Gajendra was causing so much disturbance in his home. So they began to fight. And it says here in this verse of the Bhagavatam that they fought for many, 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 many years. But Shukadeva Goswami says, thereafter, because of being pulled into the water and fighting for many long years, the elephant became diminished in his mental, physical, and sensual strength. The crocodile, on the contrary, being an animal of the water, increased in enthusiasm, physical strength, and sensual power. So Prabhupada talks about it in the purport that the crocodile represents Maya. The crocodile represents our struggle with this material energy. We are spirit souls, and we are in this material world, and we're struggling, as the Bhagavad Gita points out. We're struggling with the six senses, which include the mind. We have our eyes, our ears, our nose, tongue, and skin. Those are the five knowledge-acquiring senses. And then there's the sense within, the mind. And material life means struggling with these senses. The eyes want to see beautiful forms and colors and shapes. And anyone who has teenagers know, the teenagers want to hear nice sounds, the latest sounds. They want to hear sounds. And the smelling sense, when you go past a nice rose garden, very nice smell, or you pass some eucalyptus trees immediately, or what is that, night blooming jasmine? Very nice. But then you go past where the trash bins are. It's horrible. So there's the sense of smell. Then the sense of touch. We like to touch nice things, nice clothes, jewels. The sense of touch. And then the tongue wants to taste delicious food. And as devotees, we are saved, because normally that sense of taste takes one further and further to hell. But because of Lord Chaitanya, because of Krishna, there is this wonderful thing called prasadam. And prasadam helps us to control the tongue, because it's not in Krishna consciousness that anything is denied. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. In yogas and practices that are in the impersonal path, you're told no. Just like when I was a child, whatever I wanted, my parents said no. When I went to school, no. So this is the impersonal negative path. You're not allowed to use these senses. You're told no, 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 no. It's like his daughter. She is turning 12, right? So she wants to go to her first party. But he had to call on Skype all the way to Panama. No. Not now. And now his daughter is mad at him, won't talk to him. So the personal path, the path of Krishna consciousness, is the path of yes. The path of yes means, okay, you want to taste, okay, but taste the right thing. Don't taste that thing which is going to drag you down deeper and deeper and deeper into lower forms of consciousness. You're going to taste nice things. It's called Krishna Prasad. And I've told the story a billion times. When my mother would serve me spinach, I'd spit it out. Eat it. But the first time I went to the temple, there was this green stuff on a wax paper. And the devotee said, eat that. So I said, okay. And I ate that green stuff. And I jumped up. Give me more. I love this. It was spinach. But it was spinach that was offered to Radha Govinda in the Brooklyn temple. And I said, can I have more? Can I have more? And they said, well, you'll have to come back tomorrow. So I was coming to the temple just to taste that delicious Krishna prasad. And why do I travel and preach? To come and taste nice Krishna prasad. So, nothing is denied. You want to taste? Okay. But taste in relationship to Krishna. Music. I love music. I was a hippie. And I love rock and roll. Music, ever since I can remember. Music, that's all I... Music, music, music. But then, and he mentioned this, there's this verse in Bhagavad Gita. Please repeat. Param drishtva nivartate. This is a very, very important concept of Bhagavad Gita. It means to get a higher taste. There is a lower taste. That lower taste is the animal propensities, which as a human being, one can cultivate. If you want, you can cultivate your lower animal nature. I think there's a thing. Man is the rational animal. Some philosopher, Western philosopher. Man is a rational animal. So they recognize that man is basically an animal. So we have that nature. And as a human being, if we cultivate that lower animal nature, then what happens? Next life, you become an animal. There, I remember there's a famous song by Bing Crosby in the 1930s. And it was talking about becoming a pig, becoming this, becoming... It's amazing. In the 30s, they were talking about reincarnation. Or would you like to swing on a star? Or would you rather be... And then they give you the animal. So it's even there in the 1930s. So Krishna consciousness means develop your higher nature. You have both natures. A lower nature and you have a higher nature. So music in relationship to Krishna is higher sound vibration. Kirtan is so nice. Tomorrow we're going to do lots of kirtan in different styles. And that sound vibration will purify us, will elevate us. I remember before becoming a devotee, I was playing in nightclubs and bars, and sometimes because of the music and because of the alcohol, there would become very, very precarious situations. And even there's that famous incident, Altamont, the Rolling Stones were playing a concert, and it's right there in the film. Somebody gets stabbed. And even Mr. Jagger says, wow, whenever we play that particular song, sometimes bad things happen. Get a clue! Guy gets actually stabbed in the concert. So sound vibration, Krishna conscious sound vibration uplifts you, purifies you. If you absorb yourself in the sound of the holy name, you become so much enlivened. I've been told from some of my old godbrothers that one time Prabhupada was leading a kirtan, and this godbrother of mine, he said everybody was crying in the temple. Prabhupada was chanting so purely that everybody was crying. So the vibration of the holy name, when it is sung by a pure devotee, can have amazing effects. So in this way, sound and taste, and yes, why do we dress the deities? So Prabhupada insisted, the deities must be dressed very, very opulent. Why? To attract the sense of sight. So that you don't want to see other things, you get absorbed in seeing the beauty of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, or here we have Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, just to attract the sense of sight. And the sense of touch, You use the sense of touch. You touch your nice beads. Nowadays, I have a new line. It's from a movie. Say hello to my little friend. Those who know that movie. So we use these beads to engage the sense of touch. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I call this real rock and roll. The bead is rocking and rolling on my fingers to engage the sense of touch. Now let's go back to Gajendra and the crocodile. So, why was Gajendra, over the course of fighting many, many, many years, why was Gajendra getting weaker? He was getting weaker because he was not in his normal condition of life. Elephant can go in the water, but that's not where he lives. The elephant lives on the land. Now, he can go on the water for some time, but that's not his normal habitat. Whereas the crocodile, he lives in the water. Crocodile can go on the land for some time, but basically, crocodile lives in the water. But they were fighting in the water. So, wow, we're up to 15 people. Jai. They must like what they see. See, I'm showing you. So that instead of, if it was my picture, we'd have like maybe 5. But because I'm showing you, it's 15. Jai. So the crocodile was in the water. They're fighting in the water. So the crocodile is in his normal condition, and the elephant is not in his normal condition. Therefore, the crocodile was getting stronger, and the elephant was getting weaker. So Prabhupada talks about how, as devotees, we're trying to fight Maya. That is our objective. We're trying to fight atheism, gross materialism, and this attraction for this material world, Maya. How do I describe Maya? Maya is this, come into my clutches so I can smash you. Boom. That's Maya. Recently, I forget where I was, somebody asked me, what is Maya? So I told some situation how Maya means you are led to believe that you're enjoying, but in the end you suffer. So Maya tempts you, come on, enjoy. But when you try to enjoy, then she comes with a big hammer and you suffer. All the songs, the blues songs over the past hundreds and hundreds of years say the same purport. I tried to enjoy, but now I'm unhappy. I'm singing the blues. So, we're all trying to fight this Maya, the illusory energy, which promises you that you can enjoy, but she never really delivers. There's a promise, there's a hint, it looks like you're the enjoyer, but in the end, you don't. So we're all trying to fight Maya, but you have to fight Maya in your normal situation. So there are sannyasis, there are brahmacharis, and most of us are grihasthas. But in Krishna consciousness, the beauty is that whether you're a householder, brahmachari, sannyasi, whatever it is, everyone has the chance to fight Maya and come out victorious. Even Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says that whether you're a Brahmana or a Kshatriya, Vaishya, or even you're a Shudra, Shudra is an ordinary laborer, the simple worker. Krishna says, but it doesn't matter. All of them can achieve perfection of life. How? By worship of the Supreme Lord. You can act as a Shudra, but if you worship the Supreme Lord, you can achieve perfection. And how do we worship the Lord in this day and age? Simple. We just chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We should always remember that we are the Hare Krishnas. Our movement is all about chanting the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, you should see yourself that what is a situation, a condition for me where I can be comfortable, peaceful, and at the same time prosecute my Krishna consciousness. It's not that I have to become a sannyasi. Not required. And conversely, it's not that you have to become a grihastha. No. Whatever is suitable for you, and what do they say? Psychophysical nature. Whatever is suitable for you, but, as Prabhupada mentions in that purport, you have to continue to fight Maya. And fighting Maya begins with chanting this Maha Mantra. If you don't chant this Maha Mantra, you will not be able to fight Maya. She will win every time. But if you seriously take up this chanting, you will. There's the rap song, Mama Said Knock You Out. Mama Said Knock You Out. So yes, if you want to knock out Maya, it's all here. It's within your own power. You just have to situate yourself somehow, somewhere, that every day you can nicely chant this Maha Mantra. It all begins from here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's not going to go any quicker. It's very, very basic. Just spend quality time every day with your little friend. And these beads will become so intimately connected with you that you don't want to ever be away from them. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So don't worry about anything. Be comfortable, be happy, be normal, live a normal life, but fight Maya by nicely chanting. How's that? Is that all right? Oh, okay. So, Gajendra was losing the battle. And Gajendra happened to be, in his previous life, a king, right? I think he was a king. And as a king, he had learned some prayers. So even though he was in the body of an elephant, by Krishna's grace, he was able to remember that prayer. So when it looked like he was going to die, he took a lotus flower from that lake in his trunk and offered it. And somehow or other he offered that prayer to God, to Krishna. So because he was in a helpless condition and because he prayed from the core of his heart, Krishna came and delivered him. Krishna came with his secret weapon. The American government would love to have this weapon, the Sudarshan Chakra. And Krishna came on the back of Garuda and came, and with his chakra, cut off the head of the crocodile. Poor crocodile. And the crocodile was also, I think, some rishi that had been cursed. Demigod? Demigod. Okay. Good. Where's my bell? You get another. He made a good point earlier today in our first session on Krishna book. So you get another ding. Very good. So, and then Krishna also delivered Gajendra. So, he gave up the elephant body and the crocodile gave up. And they were both benedicted and blessed by Krishna. And as all good stories end, happily ever after. And this defies one statement by one Mr. Jim Morrison. He had a song, I remember that song. You cannot petition the Lord with prayer, but he was absolutely wrong. Everything we do in this movement is petitioning the Lord with prayer. The very essence of this Hare Krishna mantra. O energy of God, O God, please engage me in your service. When we sing to Jagannath, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhava to me. Please kindly be visible to me. Prayer means, yes, Radhe was asking about prayer. There are two kinds of prayer. One kind of prayer, gimme, 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 gimme. When I was a young child, when Christmas came, myself and my brothers, we'd write a big list. Gimme this, gimme that. My mother would also say, gimme, gimme, never gets. So in Krishna consciousness, we're not asking that kind of prayer. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all have Porsches. I must make them. No, not that kind of prayer. Our prayer is, oh Lord, please engage me in your service. So the two kinds of prayers, asking for material things or asking for a nice service to serve Krishna. And when you get a nice service from Krishna, you'll become very, 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 very satisfied. When I went to Vrindavan in 1988, I had my own little room. Do you know Tosan Krishna? Anyway, Tosan Krishna I knew from Brooklyn. So Tosan Krishna, I think, was running the Gurukula at that time. You know Tosan Krishna? Yes, 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 exactly. So, Tosan knew me from Brooklyn. So he said, oh, Narantara. Oh, okay, I have a nice room for you. I said, oh, thank you. So I spent a good 2 weeks in that room. And all I did was chant and pray and read. And my prayer was this, my Lord, here I am in Vrindavan. Everything is so nice. I'm chanting and praying. I want to have this all the time. So that was my prayer. I want this kind of atmosphere all the time. So that was 1988. In 1995, I got it. So I had to wait 7 years. But I still have it. Because I have unlimited facility for hearing and chanting. Every morning, I'm chanting and I'm reading about Krishna book. And when I read Krishna book, I feel like I'm in Krishna Loka. Because the way Prabhupada writes Krishna book, it's so nice. And if you just allow yourself to become absorbed, you get a real traction. So, Krishna will answer your prayers. If your prayer is for service, Krishna will give it to you. Another prayer I have, I want to be like Narada Muni. I want to be like Jaipataka Maharaj. simply going from one place to another, preaching, chanting, preaching, chanting. This weekend, because of your greatness, that's being fulfilled. I bless you 100 times over for allowing me this facility, because this whole weekend is simply preaching. So Krishna will satisfy your desires to service if you're patient. But again, say hello to my little friend. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. All right? Who wants to add to the discussion? Yes? I don't remember exactly. Do you know what happens to the crocodile? Was he liberated? Are you asking another deeper question? We had this discussion this morning about King Nriga. And there are other examples that Krishna came, like the Vidyadhara. He wasn't liberated, and also Nalakuvara and Manigriva. So sometimes you get liberated, or sometimes you get reinstated in your position. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. Prabhupada said, do you believe Prabhupada? No doubts? Good. Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds and follow the 4 regulative principles and you will go back home, back to Godhead at the end of this life. Do you believe? Recently I did a program and somebody didn't believe. And he was saying, I don't believe that. I said, but Prabhupada said it. So he gave some explanation. No. Prabhupada says, if you chant 16 rounds and follow the 4 regulative principles, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Do you want to go back to Godhead in this lifetime? All right. Let's bless her. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. More discussion? Who wants to add? You have something to add? 18 devotees now.
Just that maybe as a taking it a step further about fighting Maya.
Yes.
That it seems like through the example of Gajendra that ultimately we cannot defeat Maya because it's Krishna's energy. But if Krishna intervenes,
well, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that my material energy is insurmountable, but he says if you surrender, then you can easily do it. And my favorite Lord Chaitanya incident, because for years, 20 years, I've been preaching this point, that surrender to Krishna means chanting the Maha Mantra. That's what it means to surrender. So Amoga had blasphemed Lord Chaitanya. And because he blasphemed Lord Chaitanya, Amoga fell sick. He was on his deathbed. And when Lord Chaitanya found out, because he was related to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as his son-in-law, when Lord Chaitanya heard, oh, Amoga is dying from cholera, Lord Chaitanya ran. Can you imagine? The same guy who blasphemed him, He's running to deliver him. That's Lord Chaitanya. Patita Pavana. So Lord Chaitanya went to Amoga and said, Amoga, you're a Brahmin. Why are you allowing the witches of jealousy and envy to sit in your heart? That's all right. If you get up and chant the Maha Mantra, Krishna will unfailingly deliver you. So, I would agree, yes, independent, on our own, we cannot control or defeat Maya. But if we surrender by means of this Hare Krishna mantra, then we will conquer. Because that's, Krishna says, if you surrender to me, I will, you will cross over. Same meaning, that line in the Bhagavad Gita is, let's see. Daivi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mam eva ye prapajante mayam etam taranti. Taranti means to cross over. So in the song by Govinda Das, taraha e bhava sindure. In Bengali it's taraha, and in Sanskrit taranti, cross over. So in his song he says, my dear mind, if we take shelter of Krishna, Nanda Nandana, and we are in the association of devotees, then we can easily cross over the material ocean. Here we are in the association of, we're safe here. This is a safe haven. We stay with each other, we can cross over the ocean of material existence. So, insurmountable. For everybody else, insurmountable. But if you surrender to Krishna and chant Maha Mantra, then Lord Chaitanya says unfailingly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Somebody from Australia has just joined us. More discussion up there. Who has more discussion to add? Well, I'd have to do more research on it. But I like what you were taught as a young girl. But we don't want to be killed by Krishna. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. You were brought up correctly. You get a ding. You were brought up properly. Yes. More discussion. Yudhishthira. Yes. I remember that, and you are correct. So if you're going to get killed by Krishna. More discussion. Chamachandra, you have something to churn the ocean of nectar.
On her point, I just remember one thing, that there are two kinds of people who are killed, or personalities who are killed by Krishna. One who are devotees, but due to a curse, they became demoniac or in a situation, and others who are demoniac by nature, and then they become devotees. So Putna, Agasura, and Pralambasura, and all those demons, those demoniac by nature, and when Krishna kills them, they either enter his body or get liberated in different aspects. And in the case of the snake Vidyadhara, or the lizard Mriga, before being cursed what they were? They were servants of Krishna in the potency, capacity of the demigods. So because they were cursed, it was a blessing, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to see Krishna. Like today morning we were discussing, even those demigods in the heavenly planets, they can advance themselves from there, because rarely they can see Lord Vishnu. And they advance from there and go to the right. So they say that hardly we can see you, you know, because we are going so much. And thank Narad Muni and this sage, because Gajendra and the crocodile were cursed by a sage who was in the water doing some meditation. And these two, either they were Gandharva or the demigods, start pulling his leg. And he was like, you put my leg in the water? Alright. Next life, you will see your leg will be pulled as well. And he will become crocodile, you will be pulling his leg. So they forgot their real position. And then, as servants of Krishna, and then they were regained to that position. That's the difference.
You're getting very good, Shyamachandra. Yes, Mata.
Mm-hmm. Actually, if it hadn't been for the crocodile causing him to feel like he was going to leave his body, Gajendra would not have surrendered.
Correct.
So sometimes when we're suffering, we're thinking, why is Krishna doing this to me? So cool. But actually, it's the highest
one. Very good. That's a very good point. I like that. More. Who has more to add to the discussion? They say online, Gopal says, family hour with nice questions. Yes, churning the ocean of nectar of Krishna. More. Yes. That's exactly. Krishna says to Yudhishthira that my first installment benediction is I take everything away. Why? Because somebody's going to say, oh, that means Krishna's going to take my house, my car, my guitars, everything. No, what Krishna is taking away are those things which prevent us from coming back to Krishna. Same point as you. Krishna is taking away the very things which are preventing us from getting the higher taste, preventing us from coming closer to Krishna. And when Krishna sees that we are mature and that we won't succumb to Maya, then Krishna gives more facilities. Krishna will give you facilities when he sees that whatever he's giving you, you're utilizing fully. Here we have this nice house, so you're using it to serve Krishna, so therefore it will only get better. You do this program every Friday? Oh, not every. All right. How often do you do it here? Every 2 or 3 weeks. That's excellent. That's excellent. Yes. Very good. Yes, share the wealth. Share the wealth. Yes, you will be benedicted more and more. Krishna will give you more and more facility when he sees, oh, okay, you're using everything, then I will give you more. What else? More discussion.
You know, Krishna's really not taking away anything. He's just taking the misconception away that it is ours because it actually isn't. Like you said, we're using Krishna's service and then he gets his facility to be more saving. There's really nothing to take away. Like that story, the problem was Ramananda, someone said, so, and when he took sannyas, he said, so should I renounce everything? And Prabhupada said, what is yours to renounce?
You have something to share? Yes. Anything? Anything in the back there? Okay. We ended up with 23 devotees online. Very nice. That's a good-sized crowd. We're only Mayapur has more than us. They have 102. But we're in second place. Ahead of Mumbai, Atlanta, Dallas, Punjabi Bagh, Rajpur, and Ujjain. So, not bad, number two. Yes. Yes. Shy, but you're amongst friends. Try. No, we love you. That's right.
The question is there a benefit to being renounced as far as sannyasi? Because it seems to be something drastic comes to mind, for lack of a better word, something difficult to do, at least it would be for me. Is there a benefit to...
Of course. Everything has its own set of perks. Yes, everyone does. All of them do. But the emphasis I'm pointing out here, and it's mentioned in this Gajendra incident. For instance, when I joined the temple, I had gone through a horrible relationship with a girl. My heart was completely devastated. I almost committed suicide. Talk about Maya. I know what is Maya. All right? But Krishna and Prabhupada and the devotees saved me. So, when I joined the temple, I said, I'm going to become a sannyasi. I'm going to be mean and clean. And little by little, that whole thing, it was like, Nirantara, you are not any sannyasi. You are not cut out. But I'm glad I'm not a sannyasi. Because if I was sannyasi, I couldn't rock and roll for Krishna. So, part of the Gajendra purport, Prabhupada points out, is that find that situation that's normal for you. And from that plane, try to make advancement. Now, yes, if one is actually a sannyasi, that means there's more time for direct spiritual activity. You have more control over your senses. You don't have any other responsibilities other than preaching. So yes, there are benefits. But just because I take sannyas doesn't mean that Krishna is necessarily going to accept me. It's not that I'm going to go, hey Krishna, you know, I distributed 1 billion books here, Krishna. Krishna, I gave the temple $1 trillion. I want to go back to God. And Krishna may say, no. So, it's not a question of a calculation. So, you may be whatever you may be. Situate yourself and just try to make advancement from whatever level you're at. Like I have, okay, many of my God brothers that I, you could say, grew up with in ISKCON, they're now sannyasis, gurus, and I'm still a lowly, insignificant householder. But I don't let it bother me because I know, hey, this is where I'm at. I have my little friend. And every day when I chant and when I read Krishna book, I'm very, very happy. And when I get invited by Yudhisthira to come to San Diego to preach, I'm even more happy. And so I don't worry. We're not competing. There's no competition. Prabhupada even says that this is a competition-less society. The karmis, they're all competing. Romney and Obama are competing. Who will become king of the United States? But we're not competing with anybody. We're just trying to learn how to love Krishna. I asked Prabhupada one question. Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And everybody was waiting for the answer. It was at a Sunday feast, and everybody was thinking, he's going to say book distribution, book distribution, book. He didn't. Prabhupada said, love Krishna. That's all we have to do, is love Krishna. Don't worry about anything else. Just learn how to love Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Is that all right? Swamiji. Bogaji. Anything else? How about from the kids? The teenagers? The youth? Yes. I recommend two things. You continue to develop your love for Krishna, for yourself. Now, anything else you do, we try to Krishnaize it. So, you have affection for your family. Good. But you have to see them that they are part and parcel of Krishna. It's not that we are impersonal. You have a certain number of people in your circle of life. So whatever you have in your life, Krishnaize it. Somehow or other, try to see Krishna in each and every circumstance in your life. I'll give you a simple example. So today, well, actually yesterday, my tire, there's a nail in the tire. So there was no time last night to get it fixed. So we drove 40 miles to the first program. We put air in the tire. We knew it would last. So after we did the first program, before coming here, we had to figure out how we're going to get the tire fixed. So we just depended on Krishna, and the guy at Pep Boys was so nice. He just came over to us, fixed the tire in 10 minutes. Even though there was a line of people, for some reason, he came over, fixed the tire. So we saw that as, gee, see how Krishna is facilitating, so that we didn't have to wait hours. So the more you can see things in relationship to Krishna, then everything becomes Krishnaized. Hey, I have a lot of stuff here, but I'm using it for Krishna. So you have things, use it for Krishna. That's fine. Oh, that's normal. Everybody likes, come on, who doesn't? Even Krishna likes people praising him. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with that. Just keep always Krishna there. You're fine. You do chanting? We love you. Anything else? I think she's getting one. You got one? Okay. What's next? Certainly. Okay. Let's do it. Lima, Peru, Ecuador, LA, Australia. A lot of LA people tonight. And Suriname. All right, here we go. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gobi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gobi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gobi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharad Hari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlada Klada Dayane. Hiranya Kashi Puravaksha. Shira Changana Kalai. Ito Nrsingha Parato Nrsingha. Yato Yato Yamitato Nrsingha. Vahi Nrsingha Ridae Nrsingha. Nrsingham Madim Sharanam Prapadye. Tava Kara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Cage. Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita. Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Vamanadeva asked Shukracharya what was the fault of his disciple, Bali Maharaj. And Shukracharya responded by saying that when you do a sacrifice, there's bound to be discrepancies in the time, place, the procedures, the chanting of hymns. But Shukracharya said, but when the holy name of God is chanted, everything becomes faultless. So let's chant one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now, would you like a blessing? All right. Then you have to fold your hands over your heart. My dear Lord Krishna, please bless all these devotees here and on the line, on the internet. Please, my Lord, allow them to taste the holy name. Allow them to become attached to chanting, because if they taste the holy name, and if they become attached to chanting, then their lives will become very, very successful, happy, and they will go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you for allowing me this. There is the Tulsi Kirtan, and one of the lines is, the privilege of devotional service. Please give me the privilege of devotional service. So coming here and allowing me to vituperate was a great privilege. I cannot repay you other than I give you whatever blessings I have, I give them. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Hare Krishna. And please forgive my offenses. Vanchikapatarubhyascha, kripasindubhya evacha, jitanang pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, namo namaha. And we'll close down the webcast.